Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Ed Egros, Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth here with you. We need to play that bed of music underneath just about any rant that any of us have, because that was pretty amazing. I am not criticizing anyone at all for hearing from Bam Adebayo pertaining to Heat culture, but my goodness, there was nothing he said that was concrete at all, right? Define Heat culture. Oh, we don't care what you think about our brand of basketball. Well, okay, you're not telling me anything. Like, it's one of those answer, non-answer things, Aaron. It was a little frustrating.
Heat culture, baby. I'm just getting sick of hearing about it, to be honest. Okay, your brand of basketball, it's rugged. Cool. Have fun.
Can you define what that is? Yeah.
I mean, welcome to a sports press conference or one-on-one interview. They're talking, but they're not saying anything. We saw it after the game with Spoelstra. He's talking. He's yelling at Ramona Shelburne, but he's not saying anything, even though she was dead on with her question, and he knew that. Like, this is the NFL. Anything that's said, they're lying. NBA, they're lying after the games. Like, yeah, it's just sports. But we spend so much time dissecting
the music.
Every word that they say.
Oh, yeah.
The music was better than the actual soundbite.
Bingo. That's it. We need that music more in our lives, but getting some definition as to what heat culture is, no, we're not getting anything out of that, not in that context. All right, Game 3, NBA Finals tonight. Series tied at one game apiece. Game 3, series shifts to Miami. Denver, despite being on the road, they are 2.5-point favorites, total 214.5. Aaron, any side to the total that stands out to you?
Gosh, a lot to unpack here. I mean, this is going to be an interesting game. Tyler Hero, he's been ruled out, right? So we don't have that to factor in. I think in game two, the Nuggets, they were terrible. I mean, they just didn't play a full four quarters. Michael Porter Jr. wasn't very good. There was just so many guys. I also like Jokic being the main scorer. We talked about it after that last game that when he was the main scorer in that Suns series and scored 53, they lost. So maybe that's not what he needs to be doing. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, awful. He fouled out. He allowed Miami to shoot 14 free throws. You can't have that happen. Aaron Gordon, I was on his PRA over that loss by the hook. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't good either. I don't have a bunch of bets on this yet. I'm really torn. I'm thinking about looking at the Nuggets first quarter, money line or spread, but, gosh, it feels like a Nugget spot. I just don't think they're going to be as bad as they were in that last game. And Michael Malone, I mean, he's probably still screaming at his players. Remember how angry he was? So I think they'll respond. Jokic is such a cerebral player. I think they'll have an answer. I think they'll come out firing. And I think this is going to be – or I might just bet early Nuggets, whether it's first half, first quarter, or something like that.
A lot of interesting player props to dissect. As far as side total, I'm betting Nuggets -1.5 in the first half. After Malone calls them out, I mean, it is lack of effort, and this is the NBA Finals. That felt like a wake-up call. The Nuggets were taking them too lightly. They thought they were going to cruise to a championship here. Oh, we're at home again. We're undefeated. We're going to win. It's going to be no big deal. And I, you know, I some disagree with me, but I thought that was the best of what we're going to see from the Heat. I'm not saying it's the only game they're going to win. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying that a lot of things went their way. Everything that went wrong for them in game one went right for them in game two, and it was still a one possession game in the very end. We were close to going to overtime in that one. But and you did see the worst of the Nuggets. The Jokic, I don't think he's going to have four assists. I don't think that's going to happen. We'll get to that in a moment. But the total is more interesting. Even though I don't have a bet on it right now, what we're seeing with the total, we saw that big drop from 4 to 5 points from game one to game two. It ends up going over, and the market is saying, it, no, under on this one. So now it's even dropped more. Like, we're at a 5-6 point drop from just two games ago. So I find that interesting that there is such a strong opinion on the under in the betting market, but I'm betting Nuggets early. I'll be doing first half minus 1.5.
I also heard the first half total has been very profitable under, and I was looking on BetStamp. The first half total is kind of all over the place, everywhere from 110 to 108.5. I haven't really been following that trend, and I haven't bet it, but it was something that I heard this morning that the first half unders have been profitable.
I don't see 108 anywhere. It's 109.5 or 110 everywhere.
Well, maybe it's not updated on BetStamp. That's what I see. Yeah.
Hard disagree with you, Joe, as far as this first half is concerned, because really where Denver has struggled is in the fourth quarter of these first two games. And not that I'm always a proponent to zigzag theory where, okay, the trend was this way early in the series, and so it's going to go in the other direction at some point. So you want to be prepared for that because it's not going to be consistent throughout the series. I'm not always a proponent of that, but I think it's something to be mindful of in a series where it's been the Nuggets, for the most part, controlling the first half of both games. I know Miami got out to a strong start with Kevin Love starting in game two, but ultimately the Nuggets took control, and they took control without Jokic on the floor, and they had that halftime lead. I wonder when Miami gets off to a hot, sustained start, and then I also wonder when the Nuggets have a strong fourth quarter. I don't know if it's going to happen in game three, but it does have that feel like we're just assuming that Denver will at some point be in charge of the first half. So to me, I like Miami first half money line here because I suspect that some of those adjustments that Coach Spo will put together will be in the first half of this game, maybe to try and get out to a significant lead and then see what you can do after that. I mean, look, For the Miami to win, say, a couple more games in the series, I think Jokic has to be in some foul trouble and not be on the floor. I know Denver can still manage without him, but not for extended periods of time. If that happens early in the basketball game, wouldn't be surprised if his minutes are restricted, Jokic's are, and then he plays a good bit more the style of play that he likes to play in the second half. And so if you're live betting this, if Miami does get out to a lead, say by halftime, then absolutely pounce on the Nuggets, Joe.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I was thinking that Jokic is going to play the entire first quarter, and that's why I like a Nuggets first quarter, because if he does get in foul trouble, I think you're going to see his minutes limited later on. So that's why I'm thinking bet the Nuggets early.
It's interesting that we're all looking at smaller sample sizes, first quarter, first half, maybe second half. Like, none of us are putting our pounding our fists on the table and saying, well, I feel strongly about the full game here.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, the Jedi mind tricks that Coach Spo is able to put together, that's what's scary to me is you go, okay, what else can he come up with? Because if there is a way to define Heat culture, maybe it's as simple as, okay, it's a slower tempo, slower pace of play. At some point, Miami should be able to exercise that. And so maybe the under is why, maybe under is the direction as far as game three is concerned, because Miami may be inching closer and closer to the style of basketball that they want to play. And it is slower. I wouldn't say monotonous, but it's just slower in terms of draining more time off of each possession. So there is that. Other thing, too, is if the Heat do win game three, I think it's really important to pounce on the Nuggets to win this series in six right away. Because I think there's going to be some massive value and some massive overreaction to the Heat if they pull off this win.
Yep. Yeah, big picture-wise, I think these two games in Miami, they're going to walk out of there with a split. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Denver takes complete control of that. So after that Miami win, that's when you want to pounce the other direction. I don't have this thing going seven games. Some people do. I don't think it'll be pushed that far. We've talked a lot about the idea of playoff Jimmy, and people are wondering, oh, well, the point prop is 24.5. Now he's going back home. Now are we going to see it? What we are seeing, and I'm curious about Jamal Murray, because if he has he didn't give enough for Denver in game two. And obviously that shot was very close to falling at the end of the game. Are they sacrificing some of Jimmy's offense and these other guys stepping up like they did in game two? Plays Kevin Love that time around, contributed, grabbed 10 boards. Strus, 0-for-9 on threes game one. He makes 4 in the first quarter. Duncan Robinson comes up big with some shots late in the game. That's what he does. Is Spo thinking, okay, we're going to win with these guys. I'm going to sacrifice some of Jimmy's offense. We don't need him to score 40-50 like he did early on in the playoffs where he just goes off. And what's more important is him on the defensive end against Murray.
love that angle, Joe, because something that I was going to look at, I don't know what the prop is, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on this, but what about a Jimmy Butler double-double? He has been knocking on the door of one of those, and he was, I mean, he had 4 rebounds, 9 assists, 21 points, but maybe we're not going to see playoff Jimmy going off for 40 points, and maybe it is more evenly distributed, and that's how he'll be utilized here.
What is he for a double-double?
Hold on. I'm just pulling it up.
He only had one in the entire Boston
plus
series.
Plus 210 is the best number. Not great, okay. But I mean.
Yeah, he only had one in the Milwaukee series, 2 in the Knicks series, 1 in the entire 7-game Boston series. I think that might be tough.
But he was slightly limited in that Boston series. As the series went on, you know, there were games where he didn't show up because
it's going to be sweaty. It's not like he's knocking on the door every game. Sometimes he's 3 boards or 3 assists shy of it. Last game he was 1 assist shy. So it's off. It's not a lock, but it could be, you know, his role in this series is more of a double-double guy instead of going off on points.
Miami is probably winning that game if he does get that double-double, because then suddenly, you know, not that he's necessarily an assist guy, but if he's your main rebounder, then you've got another big, maybe a couple of other bigs who are still out there on the floor, but it's Butler snagging those rebounds, or he's winning those battles on the boards, and say it is a smaller lineup, that also is a really, really good sign for Miami. And so I do like the idea of, if you think Miami will win game 3, that may be a path for that to happen, is for Jimmy Butler to get a double-double. If you think Denver is going to win and cover the 2.5, then I would not bet on Jimmy Butler to get a double-double, because I think they're sort of one and the same. Miami can win without a Butler double-double, but at some point, I agree that at some point in the series, he will have one, and it will be in a Miami victory.
Really quick on the heels of the double-double convo, Jamal Murray double-double is plus 370. Can someone explain that to me when he's had a double-double in each game so far in the finals? Like, I feel more confident he'll get one, and you're getting almost double the value. I think I might just get back on the Jamal Murray double-double train and get off of the Jimmy Butler train of thought. I mean, it's more
and
likely
you get a better
Jamal
number.
Murray. Yeah.
I'm expecting good performance from Murray tonight. So, yeah, I would certainly agree with that one. I like that one a lot more. They're not giving you anything. They basically don't want you to bet Jokic on assists, because it's one of the bigger storylines out of game number 2. They know it. He only had 4. They set the number at 9.5, and at least at BetMGM, it's minus 150 to the over. They're like, don't bet on this. Or go ahead and bet on it, but you're going to have to pay a tax.
Yeah, be my guest. See what we care about. I want to talk about the most 3-pointers made in this series, because another bet that I really like is getting into this market right now, just before game 3. Aaron, I know you and I have talked about this extensively, but I think one player Joe has brought up that I am more and more convinced could very well win this and definitely has some value here is Max Strus. Max Strus's 3-point attempt rate is 71.3%, 10th highest in the NBA. Next closest player in this series with playing time is Michael Porter Jr. at 56%. If you believe that this series will go 6 to 7 games, Max's average of 2 to 3 threes per game, he can get to 12 and hop over everybody else. And so Max Strus at 19-1, I think there is some great value there to pounce on right away. This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, we go off the board right here on the BetQL Network.